Next, let's look at making affiliate promotions via email. So email, in my opinion, is the best affiliate method of all. And it really has been since I started marketing all the way back in 2005/2006, depending on when you define it. And so essentially, we're going to write an email recommending an affiliate program to our email list. Ideally, this would be a buyer's list or a list of customers who purchased our product, and you know, see my earlier discussion there about why we want to have our own product. This is one reason, because it gives us a customer list, which paradoxically actually allows us to be better affiliates. So, you know, becoming a successful product vendor means we can also become a successful affiliate without having to really try that much. And by the way, there are other types of list and audiences that we can build up. We can build up retargeting audiences on platforms such as Google, YouTube, and Facebook. And we can also build up a list of web push subscribers via a push notification software. And I'm actually going to give you, under this video, I'm going to give you our push subscription software, push list builder and broadcast tool called Push Pro, okay? So these are all additional great types of list, but email is still king. And so this is really the best method. Promoting affiliate programs via email is the best method, but it does of course require you to have a list in the first place. And ideally as well, a relationship with that audience. I'm not talking about having cold emails that you import into your autoresponder. That is probably illegal. It's probably gonna get you banned, but it is also just not going to give the results that you actually want, okay? Broadly, to build a list, you will want to have a buyer's list. If you don't have a buyer's list, then broadly, the way to look at this is you will want to give value to a targeted lead. And the more value that you can give to that lead, the better the lead is going to be. The more that the lead is targeted to the particular type of offer you're going to promote, the better it's going to do. Ideally, you want your audience to be recent. You want it to be new leads. You want them to be buyers. You want them to be related to the offer in question. And that is basically all done when you have a buyer's list, okay? So a buyer's list will automatically give you all of these things. It will automatically give you the best list. It will reduce your spam complaints. It will just do a whole range of things that can actually ensure that you make a lot of money from affiliate promos via email. You can also, by the way, build a lead magnet. So instead of selling a software, you can give the software or some kind of a report or something away for free. Put it on a landing page, on a squeeze page, as it's known. People sign up to the squeeze page, get the free bonus, the report, or the software, and then they are on your list. This can be a powerful method, in particular when we use it to target high value keywords that we know are very targeted, and we know that everyone searching for those keywords is going to be a good potential lead anyway. Then it can make sense to just try and aggressively get as many of them as possible on our list, even if they don't buy something from us. But very broadly, we should prefer buyer leads to free leads. Also as well, this is kind of in an abstract video, but some specific tips that you may want to apply when it comes to your emails. Tip number one is to use images in your emails to 2 to 3x your clicks. And by the way, this doesn't have an impact on your opens. I've seen people say that surely this is going to reduce the amount of people who see your email, because you know not everyone can see images. The images might be too big. Surely it's going to cause spam complaints. But generally, I've found that none of those things are true, none of those drawbacks happen, and all that happens is that people are much more likely to click on the call to action if there is some kind of visual banner or image that will actually drive people to the site. And the second benefit to this, this particular tip of using images within your email, is that it means that, you know, your email can be comprised of a few images and just a few sentences and still look like a full, nice-looking email, whereas if it's a text-only email, you're going to have to write like 2, 3, 4 times as much text in order to fill out that same amount of screen space. So this is a very powerful one. By the way, this is all automated with Agent Text, which will create banners alongside the emails at the same time. And the second tip that I want to give you is that you should try and match the congruence or AdSense, as it's also known, all the way through your email. And so if you can think of the way people are going to get your email, firstly, there will be an email subject header that will appear inside of Gmail or whatever their email service provider is. They will then click on that, then they will read the email, and then they will click through to the offer on the call to action link, and then they will be on the offers page, at which point they can buy. And so you really want to think backwards, starting with the product, and to make sure that the email call to action, the link that's in your email, is congruent with the sales page and the headline in particular of the product in question. You want to make sure that the rest of the email is giving an accurate, although obviously you can use, you know, a bit of marketing hype and be excited about it, but the email itself should fundamentally be closely related to the actual product. And then the subject header as well should kind of give a fair reflection, or at least give people a description of what the actual core offer is going to be, okay? Thirdly, my third tip is that AgentX is going to write all of your emails automatically. It will create banners automatically. It will ensure congruence throughout the entire email process. And if this is something that you do, if you do send a lot of emails, then I would highly recommend that you check out AgentX. I'll actually give you one of the prompts from AgentX below, so you can go and you can see how that works. And of course, you can use this prompt manually within ChatGPT. I think there's actually 64 of these prompts that AgentX executes on. So you can imagine it's, you know, substantially more powerful than just one prompt, but I will give you that one prompt so you can play around with it. And then secondly, I'm also going to give you our Push Pro software, which is the web push list builder, which will allow you to build a list of push subscribers automatically up to 1,000 subscribers very, very quickly, very, very easily, without having to use an email autoresponder. Although I do recommend that you also build an email list for all the reasons that we've talked about. So email promotions can be very, very powerful when done via email. The best type of list is a buyer's list, which we get from owning our own product. And be sure to execute on the three tips given. So that's it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.